have countless Thread stories that I could share. As Jessica mentioned, I am part of the first cohort 22 years ago. I've been on the board, and now I work as a staff member. Again, lots of Thread stories, most good, some pretty wild, but all with an element of mahia. Today's story is about an unexpected encounter that truly did lead to unexpected magic. It is the story of how I met Thread young person, Rashad. So I'll set the scene. I'm at my favorite downtown Los Angeles happy hour. I'm about halfway through a gin martini, and I get a call, or text rather, from my friend, now my boss, Devin, and he's like, hey, we have an emergency. Someone from Thread is going to hit you up. Answer the phone. And I was like, okay, a work call was not on my bingo card at this moment, but here we are. And I'm glad I got the warning because I was halfway through that martini and I needed to like prepare myself for whatever was to come. Two, I am a D&D queen and I screen calls vigorously, okay? So whoever was calling me would not have gotten through if I hadn't gotten that warning. But truly, the third piece was that I was so excited to be able to step in and do something for Thread in my new city. Later on, I got a text message, or was it a call? Can't remember. But I got something from Rashad's community manager, Alan, and he explained the scenario to me. You see, Thread had worked out an experiential learning opportunity for Rashad, where he was going to be going to Wuhan, China, for a tour throughout China. Now, this was Rashad's very first flight. Yeah, to China. And he was alone, okay? So I'm sure you can imagine the fear, the overwhelm, the anxiety about taking this trip as a young man from Baltimore. And I guess that anxiety settled because during his layover in LA, Rashad missed his flight to Wuhan. Yeah. Unfortunately, it was a tour that was leaving the day he was set to arrive in China, and therefore he could no longer join the trip. So, Alan had worked out through Rashad's Thread family, a friend of a volunteer that could house him for that night, but they needed some help keeping him occupied in LA for the next 5 days while they waited for a flight for him to leave. And they called on me, someone who knew Thread a little bit more intimately, to step in and help. Now, for so many reasons, I was down for the cause. But personally, I'd been here before. My junior year of college, I took a solo trip to the jungles of Assam, India, and everyone thought I was out of my fucking mind. maybe I was. I drove myself crazy planning, building a curriculum for an arts and education program, and fundraising so that I could make this trip happen. My grades weren't quite good enough to do study abroad, and in order for me to study abroad, I had to do it on my own. So I knew what it felt like to explore a new place and be alone in that exploration. But I also knew what it felt like to have the support of a community so that you could be open to and willing to explore new spaces, new places, and people. And I was just really excited for my next day to meet Rashad and pay it forward this way. The next morning, I picked up Rashad from the friend of a friend of a volunteer. Shout out to you if you're in the audience. And got in the car, and I turned and I looked at him. And I said, dude, what the hell happened? He was like, man, I don't even know. I was in the airport. And we just bust out laughing because the reality is he didn't have to explain anything to me. But that was truly lifted the weight of the newness introductory conversation. For the next few days, I spent a lot of time with Rashad. And Rashad didn't know it, Thread didn't know it, but I was having a really rough go that week. Maybe 48 hours before I got that call from Devin, probably while I was at the bar, honestly. But maybe 48 hours before, a really close friend of mine and the father of my LA nephews passed away suddenly from complications of leukemia. I was also about 1 month out from moving out of my home of 10 years with my husband and partner of about that amount of time, initiating a divorce, processing it internally, but, you know, going through the flow. So because of all of these things, I had already planned a 2-day getaway in Vegas to literally go cry it all out. The next morning, I picked up Rashad. I took him to my favorite Jamaican restaurant. We sat outside in the parking lot and ate. Then I took him around the city of LA. He asked me to hit some spots that he's seen on TV. So we went to Inglewood, Ladera Heights, went to Crenshaw. I took him to Hollywood. We got some pictures in front of the Hollywood sign. We had a good time. Then he asked me to take him to Compton. Absolutely not. Like, first of all, the traffic, outrageous, not happening. But second of all, no, I'm not going to be responsible for losing a kid in Compton. Absolutely not. He agreed. I talked him off that ledge, and we headed to the hotel. And that's where we hit our first hurdle. You see, this was a Monday or Tuesday, and Rashad didn't get paid until Friday. So there was no way that he could book the hotel. Of course, you have to be present in order to book the hotel. And Thread was like, no, we'll figure out a way to get it. You don't have to pay for it, blah, 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 blah. But I really just didn't want Rashad to experience any more worries on this trip. He had literally traveled across the country and was kind of stuck here with me. So I did what I would do. I pretended to be his mother. We were on a college tour, and I checked him into his hotel. We walked upstairs together and pretended that we were getting ready for our family adventure, and I snuck out the side door. Worked out. But what it did, I left reminded of the joy of building relationships across lines of difference. I remember being in high school and having volunteers who didn't know me, I didn't know them, but they sure were finding where I was when I was ditching school, chasing me through Dunbar High School, helping me study, getting me pizza, all of these things from complete strangers. And I know that that is a Thread experience, and I wanted Rashad to know, even here in California, you get that. I didn't know him from a can of paint, but I was willing to vouch for him. And I expected those hotel guests to know that I was his mama and that we were having a college tour and not to ask any questions. The next day, I took Rashad to the Santa Monica Pier. And if you've ever been, it's beautiful. It's the end of Route 66. It's scenic. There's a, I don't know, like a carnival situation and the waves and the mountains, all of that in the background. And as we were walking along the route from Venice to Santa Monica, he asked me to stop and take some pictures of him and for him. And he's like, man, my daughter would love this. And I looked at him, I'm like, you got a child? So that just opened up another door of conversations. And we talked about life goals, we talked about his experience in Baltimore, and how he desperately wanted to get out of the city, both for himself, but also for his daughter. And he asked me, how do you afford to live here? And I was like, wait a minute now. You don't want to know some of the things we've had to do to make it in LA. But I was able to tell a story of self-sufficiency and had someone who was willing to listen and understand. He's like, yeah, I could see myself living here. And I'm like, I could see you living here, too. So I dropped him off that day. I just felt like I was so much more connected with Rashad. And it was my last couple of moments that I would have with him before I was heading to Vegas. The next day, I let him know, hey, I have a friend on standby. If you need anything while I'm gone, here we are. I cooked some crab cakes and garlic noodles and dropped them off to his hotel. I'm a Baltimore girl through and through, okay? No one does crab cakes better. Hardly home, always repping, okay? And I left to make my way to Vegas. On the flight, I snagged $50 tickets to see Mariah Carey's residence. I was like, okay, here we go. I'm going to make the best out of this trip. I got to Vegas, I got to my hotel, and I did exactly what I intended to do. I literally just cried. cry, so much so that I missed the first half of that concert. So, I know. But I did make it. Regardless, I was still determined to go, and I did appreciate the short but sweet moment of seeing Mariah Carey belt in her finest gown. After, I decided, you know what? I'm gonna take myself out to eat. Found a nice restaurant. I ordered kimchi carbonara. I won't forget, it was really yummy. Kimchi carbonara and a cocktail. A gin martini, dirty, three olives. That's the standard. Now, I should have known when I had this drink that maybe this was going to be a little precursor to deja vu. Because halfway through my drink, and this is not a lie, halfway through my drink, I checked my phone, and I had 3 missed calls from Rashad. And my heart dropped, because it's midnight. And I'm like, did this boy go to Compton when I told him to stay his ass in DTLA? I called Rashad, and he was clearly worked up. What happened was he went on a nice journey to Long Beach. Can get you to Compton, but he stopped at Long Beach, thank God. And he got back to the hotel late, but left his key inside the room. And because I was the mom on the college visit, he was not on the reservation. Security was called, they thought he was an intruder, and they were speaking to him in a very profiling way. So as I talked to him, I did the first step of just like calming him down as best as I could, and I let him know, I'm gonna take care of it. I called the hotel, multiple calls, maybe about 45 minutes later. Mind you, I'm still at this bar, and the bartender's looking at me like, are you okay? Do you need to leave? And I'm like, no, we're good. We're good. 45 minutes later, they trusted that I was, in fact, his mom, and that I had an emergency, so I had to leave the hotel and couldn't be back until the morning. But I literally had to give them everything except my social security number and my firstborn child in order for them to get this done. He was given a key, and he was let back into the hotel room. Called him after. He was good. We were good. About a few weeks later, I was in a board meeting, and Sarah gave me a shout-out for helping a young person from 2,500 miles away. And it didn't seem like a big deal to me at the time, but as I heard the response from my fellow board members, I realized that this truly brings the work down to earth. In board meetings, we're discussing data and goals and all the numbers that go into the work that we do at Thread. But this story really helped us understand that we are weaving a new social fabric with the work that we're doing with our young people. It feels good to pay it forward in this way. I am back in Baltimore as a resident for the first time in 18 years. Oof, I know. And I am proud to serve as the director of communities at the Digital Harbor High School. Yes. Yes, I am. And when I came in, I was excited because I had this experience with this young person. And I don't know if you guys know, but Thread never gives up on a young person. For 10 years, young people are stuck with us. And usually they stick around a little bit longer. But for 10 years, we have young people. I checked in with Rashad's community manager and also found out that a manager on my team was actually Rashad's volunteer during the time. Yes, a little full circle moment. And his community manager is like, yeah, I haven't heard from Rashad for a few months. So since this might be recorded, well, this is being recorded, I'm going to say this so maybe Rashad can hear it. Rashad, you haven't hit your 10 years yet, so we still got you. We still got you. Plus, you owe me a crab cake.